It's time for the Greek Grapevine on KROC AM with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. How you doing, Ari?
Very good, Rich.
We're talking Canadian whiskey today.
You know, why not? We are so close to Canada. Whiskies are so good, and Canadian whiskeys are the smoothest, most mixable with whiskeys out there.
So what makes them so different than American whiskeys?
Well, it makes them different. Well, American whiskeys like bourbon and things like that have a lot of strict rules as far as what you can put in there. Bourbon has to have 51% corn, aged 4 years in the barrel, et cetera, et cetera. Canadian whiskeys have a much wider, broad range of things they can do to it. They can do things like only 2 years in a barrel. They can add more rye, more barley, things like that in a mash. So it really gives the master distillers a lot of room and a lot of area to experiment and find more flavors, not to mention the finishes that they have on them are typically a little smoother, and they can even add certain flavorings or certain things to it to give it a smooth finish.
All right. Well, let's start with some Black Velvet.
You know, Black Velvet, one of the top sellers around. It's a great value whiskey. You know, you're talking every day $15, $16 for a 1.75 liter. I think everyone I've talked to, one of their first drinks they ever had was Black Velvet and 7-Up, Black Velvet Coke, because it is so smooth. It mixes so great with 7-Up. It's refreshing. It's light. It's aged about 2 to 3 years in a barrel. It's 80 proof. And their old tagline of smooth as velvet, it really is a smooth, easy drinking whiskey.
Yeah, it's properly named.
Yes.
And, of course, the other most popular is Canadian Club.
Canadian Club is very popular because it's aged a little more than a Black Velvet. It's typically 4 to 6 years in the barrel. They've got a few different things out there, but CC and water, very, very much a big thing. Like, if you ever watch the show Mad Men, they were drinking Canadian Club. It was a big thing in there because it's great in Manhattans, things like that, classic cocktails. I like it. And one thing to remember, here in Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, we drink more Canadian whiskey per capita than any other states in the Union. I mean, this is Canadian whiskey's kind of capital. They're the heartbread of where they're from and where they sell. I mean, you can go to Florida and people, you ask for Canadian whiskey, they know nothing. But
what?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. But up here, we love it.
All right. You guys, speaking of Canadian Club, you got a small batch.
Small batch Canadian Club.
A little more aged.
For $20 a bottle, this is one of the best ones. Every bottle's hand-marked and all that stuff. This one does have exactly 12 years. That means it's aged 12 years in a barrel. You can tell the color's even a little bit darker, a little heavier, because it's getting that color from the barrel. This is what, to me, for $20, there isn't a better $20 whiskey in the world. It's smooth. It's great. Canadian Club small batch. It is a blend, which means that they're taking whiskeys from different barrels, different parts of the Rick House, putting it in there together, letting a master distiller come up with the unique, perfect flavor.
All right. Canadian Club small batch. And you brought some Pendleton with. I've tried that. Is that it's got a little bit of a vanilla.
It does have a little different flavor. The Pendleton, what's unique about this, this is a product of Canada. The whiskey's Canadian, but they actually make it, bottle it, and blend it in Hood River Distillers in Oregon, believe it or not. So they bring the whiskey over, higher percentage of rye. It's really getting some huge write-ups and things like that. What's fun is that the master distiller does take his time and come up with a unique flavor. It's really getting popular because it is a little bit different than all the other ones.
All right, so Pendleton. Try that one out. And, of course, Crown Royal. Now they've got some different flavors of Crown.
Crown Royal's going crazy. Crown Royal, people don't even realize that it's a Canadian whiskey. All right? Crown Royal is just Crown. It's always been in that iconic purple bag that people love, the perfect gift.
I didn't realize it was Canadian.
It's just, it's just Crown Royal is the thing. So, but now I brought in Crown Royal Apple. And you're right, Crown Royal is coming out with different flavors, from the black to the maple flavor to the different Monarch series. The apple has been by far the most popular. The little bit of apple, touch of sweetness, touch of tartness really makes it a great thing to do shooters of, to make some really unique cocktails, things like that. And there's more and more Canadian whiskeys out there with flavors, whether it's Revelstoke is coming out with a spiced whiskey and an apple. There's even a pineapple Revelstoke coming out in the next couple of weeks. I just saw in one of the trade journals. So Canadian whiskeys really can lend themselves to some great flavors, things like that. But Crown Royal, probably the number one selling Canadian whiskey in the world by far.
Going to have to start expanding each of your stores so you can get more shelf space there.
It is fun. We're slowly changing things up, and I'm a sucker. I love new things. I love to try new things. So if a salesman brings it in, I have a drink, I end up loving it. I'm like, well, sure, I can sell this stuff, so we bring it in. The poor guys working in the store keep coming to me and say, Ari, don't let any salesman talk to you.
Don't have any more room.
Yeah, that's right. So, but That's half the fun. The liquor, beer, wine industry, it's going through a renaissance of new flavors, new everything. It's a fun business to be in. It's a great time to be a drinker and a lover of great alcoholic spirits.
Very good. All right, so try some Canadian whiskey the next time you stop into Apollo. Thanks, Ari.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on the Greek Grapevine with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. I'm Rich Peterson. Join us again next Wednesday on KROC AM.